My name is Mia Sarmiento. I am 15 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my grandma. And she is... Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Young. I'm from Korea, and I grew up in Korea, and I live in Texas, Dallas, Texas.
We're recording through a phone. Okay.
Okay.
So tell me about your parents.
My parents, they passed away now.
What were they like when you were a kid?
Well, I know my mom. I didn't see my dad's face because when I was born, about 100 days old, he passed away. So I never saw his face. But I heard he was really a gentleman, hard worker, and, good father, husband. Hmm. Then my mom, she was a single mom, took care of about 7 kids,
yeah,
all by herself. And my mom was just such a wonderful lady. And she loved Jesus. And I miss her so much now.
What were their names?
Oh, name was, my father's name was Oh Jang Choi. Then my mother's name was Song Yo Chang.
If you could say anything to them, what would you say?
I miss them, I love them, and even though I never saw my dad's face, but I always loved by him.
So you always knew you loved each other?
Yes, and such a wonderful parents, according to my older sisters. Mm. So, yeah.
What were your hopes and dreams as a kid?
My hope was I grew up healthy. I was, those days, growing up 1950s, Korea, South Korea was kind of a poor country. You know, recovered from Korean War. And it was tough, but, I was also hoping to grow up healthy and be a good person. Live close by my family always. That was my hopes. And I wanted to be a nurse, but
a nurse?
I never achieved nurse or teacher, but I never achieved my goal. So
are you okay with that? Do you have
I'm okay. I'm not upset or kind of disappointed. No disappointment.
Mm.
Because I know it is God's plan for me to be mother and grandma at this point.
So your hopes and dreams have changed since then. What are they now?
Yes. My hopes are my children and my grandchildren, they will well taken care of by God, and also they grow into godly person, and then they will love each other, take care of each other, serve other people, you know, those around, either friends or sometimes it's not their best friends, but they will be showing, you know, kindness to everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Not paying back them even, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope that too.
Yes, I hope so. That's my prayer. Yeah.
What advice would you give to yourself? Like,
to myself? Oh my gosh, I wish I would listen to my mother and my sister, you know, then.
What were you like as a teenager then?
I was kind of a rebellious, you know.
Ooh, Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah. Look back, then I wish I would go back and I think I can do better. Better respect them, listen to them, because of sounds like they are nagging to you, but it's not nagging. It's not nagging. It's advice.
Yeah.
But at that time, I didn't take that way. Everything, I want to be my way, my way, my way, like that, you know? So, yeah, young, you should have been listening to your mom and sister, and around the people, wise people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my most regret thing. So
what rebellious things did you do as a teenager?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I would go around the friends and not coming home early enough and, you know, and talking back, and a bad attitude, and what my mom said, don't do that, and I did opposite way, things like that, you know. Yeah, so, foolish.
So, did you have, like, any adults, like, in your life that impacted you in a big way?
Oh, because of that rebellion?
No, like any teachers, family members?
You know, because of I grew up in church and attended church and around the good godly people and the good teachers, so that my affected me as an adult. I learned slowly from the Bible what is right, what is wrong.
Yeah.
So there's no middle, and then I have to acquire teaching, and I read the Bible. Then I acquire that Word of God said.
Mm-hmm.
So that affected me, guided me into a right way, but not always right. You know, sometimes I made big mistakes in the fall, but I always stand up again, 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 because of that Word of God was my foundation in my heart, in my life. Yeah. So.
So, how did you meet Grampy?
Grampy?
Yeah.
Grampy was a missionary to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So, I met him in Korea. And I was working. And he came in where I worked, you know, the kind of a tea house.
So, you worked at a tea house?
Uh-huh, tea room. I liked it because of I can talk people, you know, listen. But I worked my brother-in-law's office and this and that, but I liked the best. I worked there and I met your grandpa from there. And, you know, and his story started from there.
So, but like, how did you introduce yourself to him, or did he introduce himself to you first?
Yeah, he introduced him to my to myself, you know, to me, I mean. And then, of course, when you like somebody, falling in love, you know, so you want to know, you want him to know about you and yeah. things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we both approach it, I guess, same time. So.
So did you just see each other and then you were like, I like him?
Yeah, we dated, you know, then we shared common interests, and also he was a missionary, so I was into the church life, and yeah. That really draw us close each other. So
how did your family react to you and Grandpa being together?
Oh, you know, Korea at the time, 1970, late 70s.
Mm.
They were kind of a, it's not open society, not like these days.
Yeah.
So they were, especially my mom was very against it. So, but my two brothers interviewed him, and through the interpreter, and he came. You know, then they both liked him, agreed, and this is a good man, me to marry him.
Aww.
So then, yeah, they said yes to him, to me, so.
How do you know when you're in love?
How do I know when I'm in love? If you want to stay with that person all the time, you want to see. You want to see that person.
Like you never want to be apart?
Apart, and there's no butterflies, whatever, but, you know, you just want to spend time together, see him, and meet him like that.
Aww.
So, yeah. You know, describe that now, Kasuba. I'm not like a teenager.
Fall in love, though, right?
I know, yes. Yeah. Fall in love. That's why I know that we are in love.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When you were pregnant with mom.
Mama.
Was it like a surprise or you knew?
No, not surprise. We wanted to have a baby, but we didn't have for 3 years. So we prayed and waited, and finally, you know, Mama came. So it was a blessing. We were waiting. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of the people you've lost in your life, like, who do you miss the most, or what would you want to say to them?
I miss my mama, you know. Mama, I missed him, I don't know, it was such a long time ago, almost 20-something years ago, I lost my mom. So then I was so, you know, not sad, but I was happy because where she went. She went to heaven because she loved Jesus Christ, and then relieved because one moment just I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to see her in this earth anymore. So really, really, you know, sad that moment.
Yeah.
But it was temporarily, but I miss her the most. Then when you're strange, you know, my dad died when before I get to know him. So when I was growing up, I wish I had a daddy. And sometimes I asked my mom to go buy daddy. You know, I thought you can buy dad. Go buy daddy. Yeah, like that. But I didn't miss him much. But, you know, currently your grandpa passed away 3 years ago. Even though we were, you know, not together at the time, most heartache was your grandpa, losing your grandpa. You know, I want to take care of him sometime, but God took him, you know, before that. So yeah. I miss him the most because I guess he's a new death in my life. So I think about him a lot here and there, and I'm thinking myself, talking to myself, you could have done better. You should have been, kinder, you know, things like that, you know. So, yeah.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for that I am. Jesus, I get to know Jesus. I'm saved. You know, that's the most great, number one grateful thing. Then my children, my grandbabies, they're the, you know, in my life, joy and my hope, my dream trees, and so that I can, I can be the good example for my grandkids. Maybe not to your mom and your aunt. I made too many mistakes, but, you know, I have a second chance to my Mia and Mackenzie and all of my grandbabies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is most...
Well, I think you're a good role model.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, you know, it's not me that I cannot show myself like that.
Yeah.
So thank you, my love. Sweet girl.
When Mom and Issa were teenagers, what were they like?
They were, you know, different, even though they are from same parents.
Yeah.
But Mama was kind of quiet, and she doesn't express much her inside, whatever, hurting, things like that.
Yeah.
But Issa was more, you know, spoken from through her appearance, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was punk and things like that.
Didn't she have a mohawk?
Mohawk, yeah. And also Statue Lady look, hair, things like that. Yeah. But they're in their deep heart, and I know even she was your auntie, rebellious like that, but I'm glad that she didn't go, you know, use drugs or alcohol, things like sex, like that, you know.
Yeah.
So thankful for that.
What's your favorite thing to do? Like, what brings you the most joy?
Favorite things to do is that I love gardening.
Yeah.
So when I do gardening, makes me happy, and when I so when I cook for my grandbabies and kids, and they like it, and that's my, you know, joy to see and seeing them more. It's a joy, but unfortunately, everybody lives far away.
Yeah.
So that, yes. So when you do farming or gardening, whatever, you sow the seeds, then seed will pop out. Seed will die, then sprout come up, then, you know, gives whether whatever you're expecting, you know, pepper grows pepper,
yeah,
and a cucumber grows cucumber, things like that. So you see that, and you see God is good, you know, blessing us.
So you like gardening because you know, yes, you know what to expect.
Right. Yeah. Gardening, and when you sow the seed, they never disappoint me. You know, sometimes they don't grow exactly, but about 99%. 99%. 99% never, you know, disappoint me. Mm. So, yeah.
What event in your life has strengthened your faith in God the most?
Huh? What?
Like, what event in your life has strengthened your faith in God the most?
What event? Well, you know, when lots of people think I wish to, when we believe in God, everything will go perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everything will go like I plan. God is gonna be like a genie in heaven, mm-hmm, and help me to go through this way, but it's not. It's, learned that wasn't true. Then God gives us suffering sometimes, you know, through suffering, your faith grow, and you your strength of faith, you know, toward God is growing and strong, and it's not gonna it's never fail, and God always give us wisdom to how to handle those difficult times. So suffering gives me strength.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So is there anything you want to tell me that you haven't told me before?
I tell you something. More that I don't know what I didn't tell you before, but my prayers, my most number one prayer list is for my all of grandchildren will be saved, that will be my, I don't know, did I tell you that before?
Yeah.
I did?
A lot.
Oh my gosh. A lot? Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. I like hearing it.
Yeah. That's it. And I'll tell you, I miss you so much.
I miss you.
Yeah. When you were away, we were just, you know, Mama had a, you know, heartache, my heartache. So, you know, we cried a lot, day and night. But we know that Lord is good. He will send you when Mommy is ready. Mm-hmm. So that prayer and waiting long time, suffering really came true. You are there with the mama.
Finally.
I'm so happy, yeah. Oh my gosh. I told mama, your families are complete now. So mima's there. So.
I love you, Grammy, and even if you think you've messed up a lot in your life, I think you've had a good life.
Yeah, I had a good life, really. You know, I'm 64. I don't take any medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty healthy. I can work 70 hours a week. It's not even come home and 12 hours a day. I'm not tired. So it is God who blessed me. And also I have a hope that I have to stay strong.
Yeah.
So I can be healthy Grammy and go see them and do the activities together. I can hold them, babies, like that. So that was my prayer, too, when I joined the health club,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they said, why? So I told them, I want to be healthy grandma.
Yeah.
So I can enjoy my grandchildren more. So I love you, Mimi's.
I love you too, Grandma.
My beautiful my Mima.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you know, this will be good advice to other children, I mean, teenagers.
Yeah.
And also Mimi's, you know. So thank you all. Bless, God bless you guys, all of them.
Okay, Grammy.
Okay. Okay, love.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you later, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.